Today's show is sponsored by Brooklinen. Get $20 off and free shipping by using the code LOVE at brooklinen.com.
Hey guys, I am so excited about today's podcast. I have a really special guest who I've been wanting on the show for months and months, and I've always dreamed that I'd be able to sit down and talk to her on our podcast. And she lives down the street, which is super cool, but she's one of my favorite people. And today we have Robin Jones Gunn on the podcast. And if you haven't heard of her before, maybe you have. She is an amazing author. She's written, how many books have you written now?
Almost 100, I think.
100 books.
That's crazy.
That's amazing. Yeah. Okay, so she's written 100 books. Millions of women and girls have read them. She's written the Christy Miller series, which she's probably most known for. And then lots of other series more than that. And I just love her. She's one of my favorite authors. She is a really close friend and a really close mentor of mine. And it's really cool because in I grew up in a Christian home and started walking with the Lord when I was 7, but didn't really start walking with the Lord until I was 15. And it was all because of Robin's books. I remember my mom had gone to this women's camp, like retreat, when I was 13 and bought one of the Christy Miller books. And she had come home and given it to me. But at the time, I just didn't like to read. So I was like, that's nice, and kind of put it on my shelf. And then 2 years later, summertime before high school, I picked it up and just devoured the entire series. It was the first probably book that I actually read by myself, like not from school. And but in it, it's about this 15-year-old girl who goes to California for the summer, and it's about surfing, which I was totally into. You know, I used to have all the Roxy posters in my bedroom, so totally pulled me in. And how she starts walking with the Lord, and how it's about a relationship with Christ and not just going to church or doing a list of this and that. And it just really pulled me in and showed me what a life with Christ is really like. And I started to walk with the Lord. And then all through high school, all through college, and after, I kept reading these books that would come out that Robin would write. The Christy ones, but also other ones. And I just felt like my whole like walk with the Lord, Robin had discipled me. And then when I moved to Hawaii and I was doing an internship, one day I was in the office at lunchtime all by myself, which was really strange. And this couple walks in the door. And so I greet them and they were asking for our pastor. I said, oh, okay, I'll go get him. And I'm walking back to get our pastor. And I'm like, she looks so familiar. Who is this lady? Because this was before, you know, before like Instagram and Facebook was there, but more before like social media stuff. And all of a sudden it just hit me. I go, oh my goodness, this is Robin Jones Gunn. I recognized her from her little picture on the back of all of the books I have read. So I come back out and I'm like, are you Robin Jones Gunn? And she goes, yes. And I told her my story and how I started walking with the Lord because of her. And we both were crying and hugging in the church, you know, the church office. And fast forward 6 months, 3 months.
Yeah, maybe 3 months.
3 months. She and her husband Ross moved to Maui. And
because when we were in the church office, we were hugging and taking pictures and saying, I'm so glad we met. See you in heaven. Yeah. Bye. And we never knew that we'd end up being in each other's lives.
Never.
Just down the street. I love it.
And also, usually when I recognize people, I never say anything. But you were the one person that I was like, this woman has changed my life dramatically. So fast forward 3 months, she and her husband Ross moved to Maui, just down the street from where I was living. And I helped them move in. And then I started to work for her. And it just became this really sweet relationship, friendship, but mentorship too. And
you have to include the part when the tsunami warning came. You drove over to our house and stayed at our house all night long because we didn't know if the island was going to be washed away.
That's so
and
true.
We had to wake you up in the morning and say, it's okay.
We're alive. Flood. I forgot about that.
I know.
This is also the same house I went to when my boyfriend broke up with me, and I came to her house, and she sent me downstairs and said, you just cry out all your tears and then I'll be here when you're all done. It was like a little refuge for me. So needless to say, she is super special and just a real treasure in my life. So, and we've written a book together, which is a whole nother story spoken for. So anyway, she is just full of knowledge, full of wisdom, full of the love of Jesus. And so that's why I wanted her to come on the show today. So welcome. I'm so excited you're here.
I'm so excited to be here. And, you know, if all of the people that are listening could see where we are, it's just such a warm and inviting home that whenever I walk into Jeff and Alyssa's house, it's a haven. You really feel welcomed here. And I think that comes through when you guys share on your podcast that you're just inviting people into your lives. And so I'm thrilled to be able to be in the mix of everything here and talk about these stories, because they're God's stories for sure.
They are. And Robin has such a gift for telling stories. I keep telling her she should just have her own podcast and just tell these stories that she has.
That would be fun. That would be fun.
She has amazing stories.
I need to do that. One of these days.
One of these days. Maybe you can share one story tonight. But okay, so we so said how we met, but let's talk about how we wrote our first book together. And then I kind of I have a few questions I want to dive into, just because I want to hear about your writing and your creating process and all that. But just because I look up to you so much as a follower of Jesus and a woman after God's heart. And I think you have something so special that a lot of people are yearning for, or just like, how do you have a relationship with God like that? And how do you love Jesus like that? And so that's kind of what I really want to dive into. But before we do that, let's just talk about how Spoken For, our book, came to be.
When Alyssa was working for me, I don't even remember, maybe 7 or 8 years ago, and just Friday mornings, she would come over and help me do whatever office things. And she saw a binder on my bookshelf that said Spoken For and said, "What's that?" And I said, "Oh, it's this Bible study I started for teenage girls about their identity in Christ, to know who they are and whose they are. They're not up for grabs. They're spoken for by the King of Kings." Mm-hmm. And Alyssa said, "Oh, could I use that with the high school girls that I'm working with right now?" And I said, "Well, I haven't written it yet. I wrote like 2 chapters and I got stuck. So it's just sitting there waiting." Mm-hmm. I have several binders like that. Just maybe one day that'll be a book. And so nothing happened. And maybe 3 or 4 years later, after Alyssa was married, but you hadn't been married very long.
No, we were still newlyweds.
Yeah.
Like maybe 3 months.
And I texted her one night and I said, "I just had a thought. Can I call you tomorrow morning?" And she said, "Sure." And I called her with the purpose of saying, "I've been thinking about this book, Spoken For, and I think what's been missing all along is that younger voice. And we should write it together, because you were writing Bible studies when I first met you, and you have the ability to do this, and why don't we do it together?" So when I called you, it was so funny because Alyssa answered the phone and she said, "Oh, I just had this dream that you called me this morning and said, 'Hey, we should write a book together.'" And I was going, "What? I wanted to tell you. Jesus told you in your sleep? I wanted to be the one to tell you." And then we just dove in and figured it out as we went. And my agent was able to work with a publisher for us to have the launching pad for the book. And it's called Spoken For, Embracing Who You Are and Whose You Are. And I just heard from a young woman in an email yesterday. I was actually going to print that out and bring that for you, but super encouraging email that she had just discovered our book and gone through it. And it just changed how she viewed how God sees her. And then she works with teenagers, so she was going to do a study with all the girls in the youth group. Yeah,
that is perfect. So cool.
Okay. And that's what we set the book up for, so that it could, with the discussion questions at the end of each chapter, so it could be used in a group.
Hey guys, Jeff here. I just wanted to take a break out of this week's episode with Alyssa and Robin to talk about one of this week's sponsors, and that is Skylar. Now, if you don't know Skylar, Skylar is a self-care lifestyle brand centered around scents. Perfumes, candles, I actually love them. They offer consciously crafted, hypoallergenic fragrances made with natural ingredients for yourself and your home, with the ultimate goal of supporting and empowering women who make those. So their clean perfumes are unique, light, and they're never overpowering. And I know it sounds weird as a guy, but I actually love scents, specifically candles. I'm sitting right here with the Aero candle right now, and it's clean burning, free of paraffin, non-lead wick. It's incredible. And they have 4 different scents: Aero, Coral, Isle, and Meadow. and they're super, super awesome. They're cruelty-free, they're vegan, they're never tested on animals. Their website features a fun interactive quiz to help you kind of find the perfect scent, and they even give you sample palettes that give you the chance to experience all of them. So we want to hook you guys up, okay? Because like I said, I love them. I love candles. I'm smelling it right now while I'm talking about it. I don't know if anyone else likes candles, especially even the dudes out there that listen to Love That Lasts. I know I have more ladies, but we want to hook you guys up. So for a limited time, you can try the Skylar sample palette with free shipping, plus earn a $20 credit towards your next full-size purchase if you visit Skylar.com/Jeff and Alyssa. So that's Skylar.com, Skylar.com/Jeff and Alyssa. So, all right, love you guys. Let's get back to the show.
Totally. Personal, but also group discussion if you need it.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about the dream. I forgot about that. I just remember when I was working for Robin, that was a season of my life where I was really learning about my identity in Christ, which I feel like I never really learned that growing up. I mean, I knew who God was. I knew what I was supposed to be, but I never really heard, like, this is who you are in Jesus. And so after I graduated college, I feel like the Lord just really broke down lies that I believed about myself or what the culture said I had to be. Mm-hmm. And these entanglements I had had for years, and was really learning to be free from what God said about me. And so it was a real passion of mine. And I remember I had been studying Ephesians for like 2 years, and I was like, I need to write a Bible study about this. I want women to know who they are in Jesus. And so then when I had seen what Robin had written in the binder, and I remember you had like a whole Ephesians study, I think, because I remember borrowing it.
I had no idea what was
in
there. I told you, yeah, go ahead and take it, and you can use whatever's there, but it's not enough to be a book yet.
I remember teaching through it.
I mean, that's how God does things in our lives, and we just don't know at the time that it's baby steps towards something that he's putting together.
Okay, so this is full circle, which I haven't even told Robin yet. So the book came out. It was amazing, but it's so crazy how so writing a book was my biggest dream, and writing like a Bible study, and then let alone with Robin, is like the Lord is just, he totally fulfills dreams that we have.
Yeah.
But it's so crazy how Satan wants to come in and steal that joy and, I don't know, just make us discouraged even when God does something really, really awesome. And so when the book came out, I didn't really celebrate it. I was excited about it, but I kind of just poo-pooed it because I let myself just be really discouraged with, oh, I wish I had said this in it and not that, or it had been different, or I think it was really hard just comparing myself with Jeff, which is so crazy because he's my husband and I'm so excited for how God has used him and the fruit. But at the time, Jesus is Greater Than Religion had come out, and it was a New York Times bestseller, and just like the Lord was doing crazy things with that. And so then to have my book come out, I was like, oh, well, it's nice, but it's kind of just like a side project and, you know, and nothing like the hype that Jeff's book got. And so I'm being totally honest with you guys right now. But and it kind of just had this like cloud over it for how many years has it been out?
Maybe 3 or 4.
I think 4 years, because it came out the month before Sis was born.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
so
crazy.
This cloud over it for 4 years. And so fast forward, like 4 months ago, I got asked for my first speaking gig at this camp in Atlanta called Wind Shape. And it was an all-girls camp, kind of like Parent Trap, which I just love. And this Saturday night, they always do a really big, like, surprise night for the girls. It's a party. They've had, you know, Carrie Jobe and Sadie Robertson and Annie Downs. And they asked me to speak. And I was like, why in the world are they asking me to speak? You know, like, I just... Okay, but I really felt like the Lord was saying, go, you need to go. And so even though I was completely nervous, I was like, okay, I'm going to go. And it's so crazy how, you know, they wanted me to go, but I felt like I was the one that was so, so blessed. And like, I just felt so honored to be there. And so I go, and I was trying to like prep a message and decide what to do. And I didn't even realize it until I got there. that the reason why they wanted me there was because the leadership team, the women of leaders that put on this camp, had read Spoken For and loved it, like did Bible studies with it. And the main girl, who is the sweetest girl that I just have a friend crush on now that I want to be best friends with, but she had read it in college and she had struggled with an eating disorder like me, and she had started reading this book and it completely transformed her life and just like brought her so much freedom and just really set her on a course to know who she was in Christ and what he said about her.
Great.
And so here I go on, I do my Q&A and I talk and I meet all these girls and I'm feeling just really blessed, like this overflowing love from the Lord from these girls. And so I'm getting ready to leave, and this girl who I'm talking about, the leader that like was the one to say like, let's have Alyssa come out, she pulls me aside. She had written me the sweetest card that I didn't read till I got on the plane, giving me this present, and she just said, told me this story like with tears in her eyes, like, this book transformed my life. I was in such a dark season, and your guys' story just brought so much life and healing. And it was in this moment 4 years later where I am crying and I'm like, Lord, thank you. Like, this is why we wrote the book.
Yeah.
And I believe so many lies over it. I just really downplayed what you're able to do and what your work is about. And I finally got to see just one fruit from it. And it was like, Lord, you're so, I don't even deserve to hear that this has touched her heart so much. And somehow it's different when you actually get to like be in person with them and meet them see how they impact people. Anyway, so that's a real side story, but I just felt really, really blessed by it and blessed that we got to write it. And I'm like, this book has power and it's, you know, just for women to know who they are in
Absolutely.
Jesus.
And it came from such a true place in both of us because we both had such concern to see how young women, in especially in this generation with the comparison that's so visual, much more than any other generation, and all the social media, and how do you get anchored? How do you understand who you are and really anchor yourself to Christ and what he has to say about you? And so I love this book because it feels like it came from a very humble and sweet place in your heart where you just had that passion for those young women that you'd been working with in the youth groups over the years, and that we both put into Spoken For the truths that were anchors for us through the years so that we could sort of like pass on to the next generation. And the book just keeps selling and selling and selling because it's needed. That message is needed continually. I love that you got to see that.
Isn't that a little gift.
What's up, guys? Just wanted to pop in one more time to talk about the last sponsor of this week's episode, and that is Zola. You guys know we love Zola. We've talked about them multiple times. If you don't know who they are, you're listening for the first time. They're a wedding company that'll basically do anything for love, and they're reinventing the wedding planning and registry experience to make the happiest moment in couples' lives even happier, but also easier. So from engagement to wedding, decorating your first home, they want to be there to help you. So 500,000 couples have already used Zola and are on the platform. Zola takes out the stress of wedding planning with their free, easy-to-use suite of wedding planning tools. You can create a free wedding website with them. They have over 100 beautiful wedding website templates. They make it easy to personalize your favorite design, add photos and stories. And you can register with them too, which is really, really easy. They have the widest selection of gifts of all different prices, over 500 top brands on there from KitchenAid, CuisineArt, Sonos. We love Sonos, Airbnb, and you can even create a honeymoon fund. So they're super, super awesome. And they want to hook you guys up. Okay. So they want to, allow you guys to create your free wedding website if you're going to get married on Zola. So go to Zola.com/Jeff and Alyssa and you will get hooked up with that. They'll let you create a free website. So Zola, Zola.com/Jeff and Alyssa. And like I said, we love them. If you go to their site, I love it. I love how easy it is to navigate. There's a ton of benefits that stick out. And the registry thing is really, really cool. I wish that was around when we, or I knew about it when we got married. So, all right, guys, love you. Take care.
For you.
I just felt like, you know, sometimes when something is broken in you and then years later, the Lord heals it. And it's just this really sweet, I don't know, like you just, I just felt really overwhelmed by God's love. Wow. That he wanted to take me all the way to Atlanta to just heal that little part of me and to show me how he is so mighty and his work. And anyway, yeah, it was just
anyone who's really written monumental. A book knows that feeling, though. And I feel it every time. And I mean, this is for many, many years I've been writing, but it always feels like in the process, you're just putting your heart out on paper and mm-hmm. you're praying and then you get edited and changed and the favorite parts are cut and, you know, the book comes out and you go, I can't even look at it. I don't even know if it resembles what I was thinking at the time, right. Because it's that whole process. And it is such a humbling process. And I think that's why so many people that have important things to say and have books in them don't make it all the way through, because they mm-hmm. just are devastated by how the process can be. It's not always that way, mm-hmm. but it can be a real refining process. And that's when I just feel like there's so many times when I sit back and say, okay, Lord, you know what needs mm-hmm. to get published and be out there and what the message is. And it might not be what I was so keen on, but just, you know, refine it and give it to the heart that's yearning to hear this truth. Mm. And that's what you got to see in Atlanta with
that's so good.
Young woman. And then you go, okay, I'm a servant, right? Yeah, I say that. But then I don't want to be. I want to be the boss. Right. You know? I mean, we all have that feeling.
Right. I'm not, and I want to see all the you. Fruit right away.
Yeah. And I want it to be all my favorite parts that everybody's going to go, you're so smart and mm-hmm. clever and everything. And then it just, that's not what it's about when you're writing. It's always mm-hmm. about who that audience is and what they need. And you did a beautiful job in this book, Alyssa, and I love it. I treasure this book, so yeah. I hope that it'll get into even more hearts of young women that need to know mm-hmm. who they are and to get that anchor really established yeah. young, early on in their lives, so mm-hmm. that they're not just cast to and fro with whatever
right.
comes their way. Yeah.
And honestly, I feel, I mean, here I am 30. I know I'm still really young, but I'm 30 and a mom of two with one on the way. And I still forget who I am in Christ a lot. And I still struggle with insecurities. I still believe the lies Satan throws at me. And I still have to remember the truths that we wrote in this book and remember who we are in Christ and what he says about us. And I think yeah. it's easy to forget. It's easy to not, even if we know it, I think it's easy to not have that be on the forefront of our mind mm-hmm. and not fight the battle. And so, yeah, I don't know. Encouragement, if that is you in this moment, to know that like all the truths are the same. They don't change, and we can just turn to the Lord and ask him, remind us of your truth. Remind us yeah. of your promises. Remind us, you know, help me to have disciplines in my life where I think on what is true and not on how I feel or exactly. what is said about me or my fears or insecurities.
I think or what I think other people are thinking or yes. feeling. Or. But when, you know, a couple of weeks ago, you and I went to a Bible study with a bunch of young women from our church that are in their 20s.
I love.
It was a great night. And that we were going through another book that I wrote called Praying for Your Future Husband. Mm-hmm. And the fun part about that was that Alyssa had gone through that with a bunch of girls from our church here right when the book came out. I was so excited. Yeah. And it was, okay, we're going to all get together and go through the book. And it's so fun now to look back 6-7 years later and how many of you that sat there in the Bible study and prayed together for your future husbands and each other's future husbands, mm-hmm. and now you're married. So then a couple of weeks ago, you came with me as I was doing this Bible study with the girls from church, and I love just watching you be able to mentor these women in their mm-hmm. 20s, and just, I saw the smile on your face with some of the things they were saying, and you were thinking, or, you know, you were saying, yeah, I thought that too, or I felt that way, or,
right.
yeah, but you know, here's what God says and here's what's important mm-hmm. and here's where your focus should be in this season of life. And mm-hmm. so you had that wisdom to pour back in them. Mm. And so with that, I think that where I'm starting to hear the power with the groups that are going through Spoken For together, it's that same thing where when you're in a group and you're sharing that honesty with each other and you're doing it in community and kind of going through the questions at the end of the chapters instead mm-hmm. of it's set up. You can go through it on your own for a devotion, but mm-hmm. wow, when you do it in community and open yourself up to others, there's so much more power in
so true.
Someone just speaking truth to you and saying, mm-hmm. really? Because this is what I see.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that night that you were at the study with the girls, that you were just speaking truth and they were like, really? That's so encouraging.
Oh, that's so, well, those girls are amazing.
What's up, guys? I want to take one last break to talk about this week's sponsor, and that is brooklinen.com. Incredible, incredible bedding. They like to say, and I actually agree, you spend a third of your life in your sheets, so it matters how you sleep. Knowing with how much I nap and sleep, that's probably half my life in the sheets. Anyone else? Can I get an amen? Okay. And it is actually shown you can get better sleep with better sheets. So they're the best, most comfortable sheets, and no big markup either, which I really love. And so you can upgrade your nightly routine and be more well-rested with Brooklyn. And now real quick about the company. They're awesome. They were founded in April 2014 by a husband and wife team, Vicky and Rich. Their philosophy is the most beautiful, comfortable home essentials and no crazy prices, no unnecessary markups, because most bedding is actually marked up 300%. They have over 20,000 five-star reviews, and guys, we love them. If you go to their site, their design's super awesome. We got the white with the gray polka dots and all their stuff, the sheets, the bedding, the duvet cover, super soft, super, super comfortable, and something that actually really, really matters and makes a difference. So we want to hook you guys up. They are the best. They're the most comfortable, and so they have an exclusive offer just for you guys. You can get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code LOVE at brooklinen.com. And they're actually so confident that they're going to offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. So the only way to get that is $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code LOVE at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com, promo code LOVE.
Yes.
You know when, I don't know if you... Okay, this is going to be a really silly question. I don't know if you ever do this. I get crushes on people. Like, I feel like all my best friends, I've always had a friend crush on them. Like, she would be really cool to, like, be best friends with. And then somehow we happen to be best friends with. And so at this Bible study with these girls, I literally was like, I just want to be all their best friends.
I know.
Like, can I just hang out with you guys once a week and have you over to my house and have coffee? They're just a really neat group of girls.
They are. We only have one more week together, but I'm already trying to figure out how I can have them all over for lunch.
Yeah. Like, please don't move off the island.
I know. I'm not ready to be done. And I saw one of them at the coffee shop the other day, and I walked in. She goes, Mama Robin.
Aww.
I was like, oh.
Okay. Well, this is – I probably – okay. Well, since we're talking about that, let's just move into something that I wanted to talk about. So I feel like you've written tons of books, and that's an incredible accomplishment, but I love your heart behind it, and that it's you just love younger women and probably your same age, and you just want to pour into them and teach them about Jesus and have them walk with the Lord and really love Jesus. And know this relationship that is so sweet. And you do that through your books. But then I also, because I live, you know, down the street from you and do community with you and go to church with you, I also have seen it over the years where it's not just your job, but it's your life. Mm. And you do that, like, for, you know, having the Bible study with the girls, you've had multiple of those, and you have interns over for lunch and you mentor women. And I just love that this is a value and a priority in your life, and I feel like it just overflows so easily and beautifully. And I also think that in our whatever this era we're in right now, I feel like that's mentoring is lacking a lot. Mm-hmm. And a lot of younger women are longing to be mentored, and a lot of older women want to mentor, but there's like a disconnect. And in some churches and some communities and some places do it awesome. But I think majority that are listening are probably feeling like, oh yeah, I can relate to that. Or I've had a season in my life where I've really longed for that. And so can you just share a little bit about your heart of how you love pouring into women, why you do it, how it's looked in different seasons? I don't know. I just feel like I see it so naturally in your life. For years you've been doing it. And it's been such an impact on so many women.
I think it's changed over the years, where it started off when I was younger, that it was part of, my husband was a youth pastor for 25 years. So there were always teens at the house, and we had a lot of college students who lived with us over the years. And so there was always a young woman coming, going on the couch. And it was, that was a season more of just doing life with them and listening to what was going on. Mm-hmm. And then when I would get more deliberate about it, just having this sense that these young women needed to really focus on a topic or subject, then I would gather them for a Bible study, mm-hmm. and let's just really study what God's word has to say on this. So I did that for different seasons. And then I also went in this stretch of, I got real jaded, because suddenly there were so many young women that wanted to, they're such a need, or they just wanted to come and be in my life. It sounds really kind of like I'm being selfish or something. I don't know what it sounds like, but it was just that it seemed as if there was a stretch of time where there were people that wanted something from me, and I didn't have that many pieces left to give. Mm-hmm. And I had to learn a lot about how to sort out what the Lord was asking me to do and what other mm-hmm. people were asking me to do. That was probably the most important season, because it set the tone for how I make decisions now. And what changed my mind about a lot of the opportunities that were there: would you come speak at our church? Would you come do this 6-week study with mm-hmm. the girls here? You know, or girls that would say, can I just come over to your house every Tuesday after school and just be in your life, kind of thing. And I had to realize that when Jesus was on earth for 3.5 years, he went here, he went there. It seemed really erratic. And he touched this person, he spoke to that person, he healed this person, he didn't heal that person. Mm. There was no logical plan to it. And yet, at the Last Supper, when he's with the disciples, he's praying and he says, Father, I thank you that I accomplished everything you sent me here to do. And you and I have talked about this mm-hmm. before. Like, what is it that God has sent us here to do? And at the end of our days, whenever that is, can we say, oh, Father, I thank you that I accomplished everything you sent me here to do. Mm-hmm. Now, from a human perspective, you look at it and go, you aren't here long enough, Jesus. You didn't heal everybody. There's still a really bad government in control. Like, come on, you're not done yet. What are you talking about? But it was because he was just obedient to the Father, and he knew mm-hmm. who he was and what his purpose was. So I started to really narrow down and realize what I could do and what I couldn't do. And I learned how to say, thank you so much for asking me to do that. I'm really honored that you thought of me. That's not something I'm able to do right now. Mm. And have no guilt about it. That's really important. You just, yes. Because I whenever anybody would ask me anything, I'd say, thank you so much. Let me think about it. Look at the calendar, talk to Ross, and I'll get back to you. And then within probably a week, I would just know if that was going to work out or not, or mm-hmm. my spirit, you know, kind of that deep calls to deep, where it's like, it doesn't make sense, but the Holy Spirit's telling me I should be doing this. Mm-hmm. And so, okay. And then to just be able to step away from the many, many good things in order to really put that time and attention into what I knew that God was calling me to. Mm-hmm. So I think that's how mentoring has changed for me, and that has allowed me to feel really free and not obligated to meet every single week. But when the women I do meet with, we can go really deep because it's set aside time, and it really means something to both of us. And then, for instance, with this study with the girls from church, one of the young women asked if I would come and do the study, and I said, "Oh, I'll get the books for you guys, but you don't need me there, and you know, you can just do it yourself." They go, "No, we want you to come." And so I go, "Well, I'll come the first week, maybe the second week." By the third week, I was like the first one there. "Hi, everybody. Where's everybody? Let's get started." Yeah. You know, because it was just right. And so the lessons in mentoring have been more along the lines of, what is it for this season that I'm supposed to be doing? And if I'm really listening to the Lord, he's going to tell me. Mm-hmm. And that's why it changes all the time. But I will tell you, there are some times when I have felt that some of the young women who have come and said, "I want you to mentor me," they really don't have a clear sense yet of what mentoring is. They just want someone to listen to them, and the need is so great.
Right.
And I know how much energy I have. I know I'm really, like, you know, I've talked about this before, I'm a high functioning introvert. So like when I'm on, I can be on,
right?
But then I'm drained, and mm-hmm. and I really recharge in quiet and solitude and being by myself. Mm-hmm. So when someone sees me on and they think, "Oh, she has all this energy, she could be my mentor, and I want to meet with her every day," or something. And so there's mm-hmm. that sense that you don't really know who I am or what I'm capable of, but I'm aware. And so I just have to say that's not something I'm able to do. And I've disappointed plenty of people, but I just don't want to give halfway. I want it to be genuine, mm-hmm. so that it's really going to have that long-term effect.
Right. And it is so genuine when you do it.
Well, and just to give an example, the way that you and I have fallen into this little tickle in my throat. I'm all choked up talking about this. But Alyssa made this really good peppermint tea, so I'm going to have a little sip of that. But
it's my favorite. It's I get it at Target. I don't even know what it's called, but it's in the pretty can.
Yes, the, like, it's really one. Nice.
Yeah, anyway.
But where it's worked for you and I over the years is just when it sort of falls in place. Mm-hmm. And then we go apart from everybody and we talk until we lose our voices. The last time, yeah, it was after midnight when we came home.
So the last time
we couldn't believe it. It's like, but I think there's still more things we have to talk about. And it was so fun and I feel energized. And that's, I think, the difference when you have that kind of sweetness in the fellowship,
yeah.
that you really get more ideas being around each other, mm-hmm. and you feel filled up. So you go, "Well, I don't know when I'll see you again. It could be months and months, but it's going to be great."
Yeah. And I think too, that's mentoring can be look a lot different than we think, and we can be really creative with it. And, you know, even I'm in a season as a young mom where I need a mentor. Like I really value that, but I don't have a lot to give in this season either, and a lot of extra time. And so I don't need to meet with someone once a week and go through a Bible study. I don't really have time to do that. But once a quarter to just like talk and process and hear wisdom, that's kind of where I'm at right now. And it's been super filling. And I know there's different seasons where you need that person once a week, and seasons where maybe you just need a really good Bible study for 6 weeks, or once a quarter or once a month. And I think you can be really creative and the pressure can be off. It doesn't have to be all the time. And if it is, that's awesome. But I don't think we have to.
That flexibility is so good.
And it looks different in different seasons of your life.
My husband, who is now a counselor, says that flexibility is a sign of good mental health. So that means that if, I mean, I think just for young women who are in a place of feeling that I really have a need for someone to mentor me. I need the consistency. I need someone to be there. I need to know that I can call them day or night, or I can, or this mentor needs to fill in the space of some other relationship that's broken in my life. But that if they can take a little step back and realize that the Lord is always there and he's the first one to go to, and I mean, deep calls to deep, that's where it, that relationship begins, and to call upon the Lord. And if you draw near to God, as James 4 says, he will draw near to you. So you start there, and then to meet with another woman, to have that sense of flexibility that you're respecting or valuing that what they are going to be giving and wisdom and time is so worth it. You'll wait 2 weeks if they can't meet with you right away because they have three kids and you know, so that there's this ebb and flow. I think that's what has helped a lot of relationships I've had, when there's an understanding, when I'm in, when I'm with you, I'm all in.
Yeah.
But I might not be with you for weeks and weeks and then, but you know, that we can be flexible in how that works. So there's definitely a need, as you said. And there's definitely more older women who should be teaching the younger women. That's biblical. That's what Paul told Timothy, that that's how it should be structured within the body, that that life-giving knowledge is being passed down. But what that looks like, I think, just needs to be flexible to fit the relationships and the personalities and temperaments and then it comes alive. Then it really has room to grow.
Yeah.